Many of this year's top Australia Day Award recipients work in the fields of medicine, health and science. The biggest category, the General Division of the Order of Australia, has its highest ever representation of women at 47%, largely for service to local communities. Contributors to the military, sport, music, food and fashion also feature in the honours list, as Annie Guest reports.
Pop star Delta Goodrum is among 1,040 people recognised in this year's Australia Day Honours List. Receiving a Member of the Order of Australia for service to the arts, cancer charities and other not-for-profit work.
In world record time, Australia!
At just 17, Queenslander Molly O'Callaghan was the youngest of Australia's Tokyo Olympians. She adds a Medal of the Order of Australia to her gold for the 4x100 freestyle relay.
Try them, think. See, I love it when people love food.
TV chef Maggie Beer is among 28 people receiving the second highest honour, an Officer of the Order of Australia, or AO, for service to the hospitality and tourism industries, and also for campaigning for better food in nursing homes.
We really have a responsibility to do things better. There are great places in aged care, but we need them all to be great.
In Arnhem Land, Alan Roy Bakamamu Marika fights for jobs so his community doesn't have to rely on welfare. He's awarded a Member of the Order of Australia.
I think it's very, very important that we have a infrastructure in place to keep people in the community, create wealth and health.
In this year's list, just seven receive the highest honour, the Companion of the Order of Australia, or AC. Among them is Distinguished Professor Jennifer Graves for research in evolutionary genetics and being a role model for women. Former Chief Scientist Alan Finkel is honoured for his work addressing climate change and COVID-19.
My key message to all people is whatever you're doing is worthwhile and just put your best possible effort into it. The more you try, the better the outcome, the better the outcomes, the more things that will flow on from that.
Former New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons is recognised with an AO for leadership roles during Black Summer and other emergencies.
These difficult times, these traumatic times, come with significant emotional and psychological impacts too. And when we can open up to ourselves and acknowledge that, when we can open up to our family and loved ones, to our mates, to our neighbours, and share those thoughts and feelings and work through them together, normalise, destigmatise mental health, and we can support each other.
Former New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons ending Annie Guest's report.